Now, here's a couple of disclaimers about helping parents get to the heart of their children's session. I want you to know that I am not a perfect parent, nor am I a perfect counselor at counseling parents. So we all on that track. So I have a few suggestions, but the reality is I am not perfect at either one of these. And so quite frankly, I need to hear everything that I'm going to say in the next hour. So everything that I'm going to talk about is something that I have to hear myself again and again and again and again. Like, this is something important to me personally. We have, by God's grace, 3 children. And so we live in this world. And I hope that as a result of our study, that we can work on this together and that you have some ideas handling both older as well as younger children. I want to start off by having us kind of take a little trip back through the first counseling track on parenting. And one of the reasons for that is when we talk about getting to the heart, I want to kind of have us think about it from the perspective of, you know, you didn't learn to do algebra before you learned to do arithmetic. You learned arithmetic first. You learned how to add. You learned how to subtract. You learned how to multiply. You learned how to divide. And then you started adding like the X's and Y's thing in. But it wasn't that you started with the X and Y's and then started learning how to do 2 plus 2. You got that first. So I would encourage you to remember the basics of parental instruction anyway. Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. But rather, here's what you're supposed to do. Bring them up in the nurture and instruction of the Lord." And so as we counsel, we want to make sure that our counselees are on this page. They are tracking with the basics of it. Here's fathers, like, dude, this is your job. You have to be in play here. This is not let your wife handle the parenting thing and you go off and, you know, do your thing. No, it's you are participating in this. And here's what you're doing. You're teaching and you're disciplining. Both of those two things go together. That's part of just the normal parenting. Then also remember just simply the research about child difficulties. Sociological research is not in competition to biblical counseling. In fact, Lou Priolo talks about almost everything that is in your notes here in his book called The Heart of Anger, which is a book designed to help you get to the heart of your kids. That is, if the child doesn't have any security because the parents have such conflict, then the parents are going to struggle getting to the heart of their child. I mean, if what you have going on here is the kind of screaming, yelling, name-calling, threatening words, and leaving that is going on in so many of our families, then they're not going to get to the heart of their kids. And they're not going to get to the heart of their kids because their kids won't trust them. Why would they divulge what's going on in their heart? It only would lead to more heartache for those children than a lack of drive due to parental indifference. It's really challenging to get to the heart of our kids and for your counselees to get at the heart of their kids if they're not spending time with them. We're going to unpack that a little bit more in more detail, but, you know, some children do things that, like, parents really like. I mean, they're, like, all about it. So if dad was a high school football player and, you know, son is, like, a chip off the old block. In fact, not only is he a chip off the old block, he's a better chip off the old block. Then we're excited about that. We're thrilled about that. It's like, cool, yeah, ruha. I mean, we're going to all their games and we're having fun doing it. If, on the other hand, what you have is a child who doesn't like the things you like, then what happens? Well, all too often they get ignored. All too often the dad or the mom just isn't really interested in all the things that is interesting to the child. And so how is that parent going to get to the heart of their kids if their kids know that they really don't even care about them? Then lack of safety due to parental anger. Again, it is going to be very difficult to get to the heart of a child if what's happening in your counselee's life is that the child is scared to death of his parents. If dad has been blown off and gone crazy with his discipline, then he's not going to get to the heart of the kids. because the kids would be very nervous to divulge anything that might potentially result in that kind of response. A lack of listening due to parental hypocrisy. Have you noticed that kids are like all over us about being hypocrites? And especially when they hit like teenage years. I mean, like the hypocrite radar is as sensitive as it ever is, except where? In their own life. That's exactly right. They are mature enough to pick up hypocrisy in yours and not mature enough to see it in theirs. That's the world of a teenager. And so here, if the parents are also struggling with hypocrisy, then they have to recognize it is going to be difficult to get to the heart of their kids if their kids just view them as a hypocritical parent. Then remember that heart is a description for the control center of our being. Therefore, what we're talking about are the desires and the motivation that is driving all of their behavior. And I included this statement in part because of this. My concern is that we don't view this as like so overly complicated. Is it going to take time? Yes. Is it going to take attention? Yes. Is it going to take some training? Yes. But that doesn't mean that this is rocket science. It doesn't mean that it's so complicated that only a select few have the privilege of getting to know and understanding anything. Then the last just point here is remember that understanding the heart and changing the heart are two different things. Understanding the heart and changing the heart are two different things. So with our counselees, can we help them understand the heart of their child? Let's answer that. Yes. Can we change the heart of that child? No. We're relying on the Lord to do that, right? The Lord is the one who's going to change the heart. The Lord is the one who is going to bring conviction so that the child repents. The Lord is going to be the one who brings about true, godly, biblical change. So yes, we want our parents to understand their child's heart. We want them to help their kids love Jesus as much as possible. We want them to love people more than they love their video games. We want them to be outstanding students of the Word. Like, we want all that. But that doesn't mean we can force it. We can't do that. Then remember that parents who are not motivated to reach their child's heart won't. It's hard to do this. It's not complicated, but it is challenging. It's going to take some sacrifice. Even understanding the heart takes some patience and a willingness to have the attitude of like never say die. You know, my wife and I are blessed, as I mentioned, with three children. And we have much to be thankful for. We understand that things are good today, but the other shoe could drop tomorrow. We understand that. But even in that situation, some days go better than others. And here's where the temptations. When you have a day that doesn't go so well, it's you decide to quit. You decide to stop being the parent. And our counselees have done some of that. They've gotten frustrated. They haven't known what to do, and so they stop. They quit. And we often have to remind ourselves and our counselees that here's what we do. We get up the next morning, and we line up for war. And we fight. And then if it doesn't go so good, it feels like, man, we gave ground today. Then what do I do the next morning? I get up, and I line up again. And I get up, and I line up again, and I get up, and I line up again. I understand that it's hard, but that doesn't mean we walk away and quit. So we have to be motivated to this. All right, now, let's talk about a couple of things that we can help our counselees do to help them get to the heart of their kids. The first thing is this, to help the parent refuse to settle for insignificant conversation. Refuse to allow the parents to settle for insignificant conversation. I mentioned this in general, but I want to get at it right now. You know, the book of Proverbs begins with a whole series of my son speeches. My son speeches. And here's just some of them. Have you ever seen this? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?